Please give me your call again.
Victor Echo 3, Yankee Kilowatt Echo.
QSL, now I got it. Victor Echo 3, Yankee Kilo Echo. Thank you for checking in. And Victor Alpha 7, Oscar Golf. Thank you. Any further quick check-ins in and out? VE2 Victor Bravo for the TransCanada Net.
Victor Alpha 3, Papa Kilo Foxtrot. Victor Alpha 3, Papa Kilo Foxtrot. Peter Mobile, Io.
Victor Echo 3, Alpha Bravo Zulu. Victor Echo 3, Alpha Bravo Zulu.
Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Delta Echo.
Okay, so TransCanada Net is acknowledge check-ins from Victor Alpha 3, Papa Kilo Fox, Victor Echo 3, Alpha Bravo Zulu, Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Delta Echo. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for checking in. VE2 Victor Bravo. Any further station for quick check-ins in and out?
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha 3, Yankee Whiskey.
Victor Alpha 3, Zulu, Yankee Whiskey.
Okay, I got Victor Alpha 3, Zulu Yankee Whiskey. Thank you. There was a station, Victor Echo 3 with a golf and a call sign. Would you please come again?
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Yankee Golf.
QSL, that's the one I was missing. Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Yankee Golf. Thanks for checking in. Any further quick check-ins in and out? V2 Victor Bravo, then we'll pass to the UK and European side after that.
Victor Echo 7, Lima Whiskey Sierra. Victor Echo 7, Lima Whiskey Sierra.
Thank you, Larry. V7, Lima Whiskey Sierra. Thanks for checking in. One last call for quick check-ins, and then we'll pass to the regular net with questions.
M1AJU, Mike 1 Alpha, Juliet Uniform.
Mike 7, Kilo Victor Whiskey. Mike 7, Kilo Victor Whiskey.
QSL, Mike 1 Alpha Juliet Uniform and Mike 7 Kilo Victor Whiskey. Thank you both of you for checking into the TransCanada Net today. One more call for quick check-ins, a station that cannot stay with us, VE2 Victor Bravo for the TransCanada Net.
DXR.
Well, I got two partial calls. I got a Victor Echo 4, and I don't have the suffix, and I got the JXR, which came after. Victor Echo 4 first. Go ahead. Full call sign.
Actually, it's Victor Alpha 2, Delta Romeo, Red to New Richmond, Quebec.
VE7SL.
Okay, Victor Alpha 2, please stand by. Victor Echo 4, I'm sorry, there was a doubling. Come back again. Victor Echo 4 and suffix only.
Charlie Alpha.
QSL, thank you, Rob. VE4 Charlie Alpha, thank you for checking in. Victor Alpha 2, Golf X-ray Romeo. Is that is the call sign correct?
The Victor Alpha 2 is Delta X-ray Romeo.
Better now. Thank you, Victor Alpha 2 Delta X-Ray Romeo in New Richmond. Thanks for checking in, VE2 Victor Bravo. Do we have any more station before we pass to the regular TransCanada net?
52, Mike Delta Delta, Long Island, New York. I can't stay with you, but I'm going to hang for a couple of minutes, but I'm going to have to go soon.
QSL, Malcolm, Whiskey 2, Mike Delta Delta, thanks for checking in. Okay, well, we're going to start the net with a regular, with a question. I repeat, the question this week is, do you own vintage amateur radio equipment? I don't want a full inventory, but what would be your first, your favorite ones among those vintage radio that you own? And how often are you using it in a year term? So that is the question. And to answer that question, we're going to start with station in Europe, Scandinavian country, and all abroad there in the European side, Eastern side. VE2 Victor Bravo, I'll be taking your call phonetically one at a time. Come now. Do we have any station that would like to check into the TransCanada net from Europe, north of Europe, central Europe, anywhere in the eastern side of the North American country? Okay. Let's start with stations in the eastern part of Canada, Maritimes, Quebec, PEI, Newfoundland, and all those provinces in the east from Quebec to the east, up to the VE3. I'll be taking your call one at a time, phonetically, hopefully not too many double. VE2 Victor Bravo, go ahead.
Break.
Okay, go ahead, break.
Remember? Bray Tango Charlie asking to join the net.
Are you the station asking for the break?
Roger, Mike 5, X-Ray Tango Charlie, Roger.
QSL, go ahead, Mike 5, X-Ray Tango Charlie, Roger. Mike 5, X-Ray Tango Charlie, go ahead, sir. Okay, any further station in the eastern part of Canada, eastern provinces of VE3 up to the Maritimes? Please come now, one at a time.
Victor Yankee
2, Juliet. Tango, November.
And Victor Alpha 3, India Alpha Hotel. It's Alan in Ottawa.
Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor. Ernest, St. Andrews West.
Okay, we'll start with these station, Victor Yankee 2, Juliet Tango November. Go ahead.
We're in New Annan, Prince Edward Island. Beautiful day this afternoon. Nice and sunny, nice blue clear skies, a nice warm sun up to 8 degrees now this afternoon. And just sitting around listening to the net here and listening to all the conversations. So it's good to hear everybody on there from all over the place. Great to hear everybody in there. And no, I do not own any vintage radio equipment. I haven't even been in a licensed ham for 1 year yet. This June will be 1 year since I've been licensed. So, but I have been looking at a Yaesu 101, I believe it is, that I would like to purchase someday and own and see if I can get that on the air. Just something I was looking at and interested in. We'll pass it back to you, net control, 73, VY2JTN.
VY2JTN, thank you very much for answering that question today, and hopefully you're going to find a good FT-101 in good shape. In the past, I had six of those, 101E, double E, F, B, all of them. I had all of them, and they're very tough rigs. I like them much, but now my vintage radio is now a Drake TR7. That's the only one left. Others are not too old enough to be considered as a vintage radio. But anyway, thank you very much for coming into the net today, and looking forward to get you the next week. Victor Alpha 3, India Alpha Hotel. Alan, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Oh, well, good afternoon. This is VA3IH. It's Alan in Ottawa. And, yeah, interesting to hear the question. And while I do not own any vintage radios, I've been ham for about 5 years, I do just recently got into tube amps. So that's made me a little less apprehensive about tuning and tubes and all of that. So maybe that's the gateway to getting one of those wonderful old rigs up on the air at some point in the future. But right now it's pretty much transistors in the shack with save amplifiers. So there you go. And otherwise just playing with free DV and starting to think about some of those other digital modes. AI enabled now, don't you know? So kind of on the other end of the spectrum, but so much to play with. Anyway, thank you very much for doing the net this afternoon. This is Victor Alpha 3, India Alpha Hotel, Alan in Ottawa. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Victor Alpha 3, India Alpha Hotel, VE2 Victor Bravo. Well, of course, when you've been hamming for close to over 40 years, we've been playing with vintage radios, but when you're newcomers like 5 years or a year ago, you're just starting, of course, the question is more for more, I wouldn't say elderly people, but of course, it goes with the years. I will consider anything being made from the 50s, 60s, and 70s as vintage radios. After that, well, it's still quite popular. Thank you, and now I'm going to pass over to Ernest, Victor Alpha 3, Echo Mike, Echo Whiskey Victor. Go ahead, Ernest.
Thank you for taking that as well. I'm coming to you via Echo Link on my vintage iPhone 6. Just kidding. But that's what I've been talking on the iPhone 6. So no vintage radios. I've had my license for 3 years. Have been looking at some, but not to own, just to understand. So it's good to look at the radios that have no screens and no multi-buttons and stuff like that, right? And looking at the backs and the front of them and wondering how they ever got on the air. So back over to you. From VA3EWV.
VA3EWV, V2 Victor Bravo. Thank you, Ernest. Well, I had an FT-101, believe it or not, but it was under 3 feet of snow, and someone had it under 3 feet of snow, and I was looking for a CW oscillator, which is a plug-in in a track. And that radio, and I called the guy, says, "Are you still holding that radio?" He says, "Yes, there's 3 feet of snow above the radio." He digged with a shovel and then found out the radio. We pulled out the CW oscillator from that dead FT-101. We put it in mine and dried the circuit. And it worked right away. So these are funny stories about vintage and how they were tough built. 73, thanks for checking in. Do we have any more station that would like to check in from the eastern provinces of Canada? VE2, Victor Bravo. Okay, any more station for in the Maritimes, eastern part, Quebec, Ontario, that would like to check in into TransCanadaNet today. This is VE2 Victor Bravo is your net control. Okay, VE4 in the west, up to the VE4 in west, please come now, one at a time, VE2 Victor Bravo.
Victor Echo 4,